Blog Talk Radio.
To another episode of the Sound Heart Radio. I want the believing community, I want the people of God to understand the very serious nature of what has been called spiritual warfare. And we're going to take a look this afternoon at the primary or our primary enemy in this ceaseless, relentless conflict. He is called, one of his names at least, in the New Testament is the devil, the devil. The term devil is an adjective. It is not a noun, it is an adjective. It is a descriptor. It is composed of the Greek prefix dia, D-I-A, which means through, and the Greek word bolos, B-O-L-O-S, which means to throw. And so we put these, the prefix, and we put this Greek noun together, and we have the word diabolos. So he is... So this word, this adjective describes one who divides people for no reason. The one who divides people for no reason. This is what Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Paul writes, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, power of his might." Now, in verse 10, we read, "Be strong in the Lord, power of his might." There are three different Greek words given in this verse that all have different nuances for the child of God to understand. And I don't have the time on this show to go into the different nuances of these different words. We are all familiar with the word dunamis, which means ability. And we're familiar with that word, but there are others that are equally as important to us. Let me go on. In verse 11, Paul writes, "On." The verb here is given at the beginning of the sentence so that we might understand the very seriousness of what Paul is stating. Put on the armor of God. The whole word "whole" is not in the Greek. Put on the armor of God. And notice it's not called the believer's army armor. It is called the armor of God. That you may be able to stand, that is powerful. That you may be powerful to stand against the methodias, the stratagems of the diabolos. And notice, the adroit methods the diabolos uses or employs against believers. And then the first part of verse 12. "For we do not wrestle against blood and flesh." Please understand this. For we, the Greek word "wrestle" here means to vibrate against. To vibrate against. "For we do not vibrate against blood and flesh, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, in spiritual wickedness in the heavenly." And then Paul goes on to talk about the significance of the whole armor of God Paul are the armor of God for the believer. Now, before Paul gets to chapter 6, he talks about living sanctified lives, because Paul understands that the believer cannot and access the armor of God appropriately if his or her life is spiritually polluted. So we're not going to put the armor of God on over a polluted heart, a polluted life. And so the believer must be sure that he or she has a sanctified life, that he or she is walking according to the Spirit, producing the works of this, and that the fruit of the Spirit is going on in one's life. The inner life has to be controlled by the Spirit of God. Now, let me go on. The devil attacks you and me, or you and I, because we belong to Jesus. You and I are in a conjoint relationship with the Son of God. When Jesus died and was resurrected for our salvation, he completely defeated the devil, the diabolos. And so he is powerful, yet he is a defeated foe. He was soundly defeated by Jesus, who is the Pantokrator. He is the all-powerful one. And therefore, this enemy, this devil, wants to attack those who belong to Jesus. Now, at 1 John chapter 5, we read, and this is a very important verse, 1 John 5:18, we know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps him safe. And the evil one cannot harm him or touch his life in such a way as to exert a modifying influence upon him. See, the devil cannot touch us in that manner. So the Greek word here is haptitai. And it is to touch with the purpose of attaching oneself to. And so for us, this means to influence in such a manner that the union which exists between Christ and the believer is affected. Now, the devil wants to detach a believer from Christ's body, but he cannot. He cannot. And so in 1 John 5:18, have two ties. Refers to a constant touching and influencing. This the devil cannot do, though he desires to do this. Now, from this, I want you to see why it is important or imperative for believers to understand that you and I must constantly avail ourselves of the Word of God. The joining of the Word of God to human systems of psychology, to human systems of psychotherapy, cannot be together. Because you and I are fighting an enemy who cannot stand up to the word, but when it comes to human systems of psychology, in therapy and psychotherapies, this the enemy knows well. And he knows how to use these schools of thought against believing ones. You and I have the ability to live wonderful, powerful, sanctified lives. You and I have the ability to have and to put on the armor of God. In the Greek, the verb put on means to put on, with the idea of never taking it off. Because we are here in the world, but we are not out of it. We're not out of the world, that is, the cosmic system. we are not out of the cosmic system as a source. And so these are very, very powerful spiritual realities that we must understand. If we are to be victorious in what is often called spiritual warfare, we have the mind of Christ. Therefore, we must think the thoughts of Christ. Taking the thoughts of fallen man, taking the thoughts of that we read that may sound good to us, can be most harmful to us. You and I need the Word of God. The Word of God is alive and powerful. You and I cannot live the great and powerful spiritual lives that we are called to live if we attempt to have a syncretistic relationship between divine truth and human understanding. Now, please understand that the Northern Kingdom in the Old Testament, which was destroyed in 722 B.C., was destroyed because they attempted this syncretistic relationship. They attempted to join the worship of Yahweh to that of Baalism. And they were the kingdom was destroyed. The Assyrians completely decimated the Northern Kingdom. And so this attempt, this constant attempt to wed the divine and human in an unbiblical manner never works. You and I need the Word of God. We need the power of the living God at our disposal. And so now please understand that the devil has been defeated, and yet he is still powerful. And so we are to put on the helmet of salvation to do what? To protect our thinking, to protect our thought life. Because the enemy constantly shoots fiery missiles at us because he wants to overthrow our lives. He wants to overthrow our thinking. He wants to create within our minds mental attitude sins against others and ourselves so that we will believe that we're trying to walk through a continent of mud, and so that we feel like we're not getting anywhere in our spiritual lives. He wants us to feel defeated, unaccomplished. He wants us to feel self-reproach. He wants us to walk by our emotions and not by the revealed Word of God. Please understand the value of who you are as a child of God. You are wonderfully loved by God. Let me say at this point that if you carefully read the New Testament, you will find that there are very few passive verbs in the New Testament. Very few. It is Western theology and its emphasis on passivity that has harmed the lives of so many believers, that has created made them docile and ineffective. But there are very few passive verbs given in the New Testament. We are to be about our Father's business. We are to repudiate the lies that the enemy shoots at us as fiery missiles in order to overthrow our spiritual lives. That affair won't work. That easy way to get something done won't work. We need to avail ourselves of the power of God. Men look to God. Satan wants to defeat the men in our community through pornography. Get away from that pornography. Get into God's Word. Women, affairs don't work. Be serious about who you are. Be serious about your marriage. Be serious about your family. Moreover, be serious about the living God who loves you. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.